Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Rachel Patron.
When my husband and I retired in 2004, we moved to Boca Raton. And after a while, I was looking for an internist. Someone, my new neighbor, recommended a fantastic internist that she likes. So I went over to his office, and he seemed very amiable, about 50 or so, the right age. And first thing he says to me, I have two kinds of patients. So I say, the sick and the healthy? He says, no, VIPs and the others. Okay. So I say, well, how much will it cost me to get a VIP ring? He says, $1,500. I said, oh, and what do I get for the $1,500? And he says, you get a deluxe annual checkup. I said, oh, well, what do I get extra for the deluxe checkup? And he says, a rectal. You mean, doctor, that you want me to pay you $1,500 so you can look up my posterior? After that, I left, still dressed. Now, onward to dentistry. When I was looking for a dentist, my new friend Sandy, she says she has this great dentist and he's adorable and a fantastic person. Okay, so I come to the dentist, and for the first couple of years, I need only cleanings. So he's very cute. As I pass him in the corridor, we wave to each other and say hello, all is well. But then I need a filling. So I come in, get into the chair, not terribly happy, it's a dentist. I sit down and he shoots me up with Novocaine. Takes a while. After that, everything is frozen, my jaw, my teeth. And that's when he puts this scary, shiny metal thing in my mouth that keeps it open. After that, he approaches me with a drill, yike. And he puts the drill in. I hear the hiss of the drill and then the drops of water in the air. And on top of that, he shouts at me, it's liberals like you who destroy America. I look at him, I don't know where this is coming from, except then it comes to me, yeah. I am a liberal journalist for a major newspaper, and I write my stories with my point of view. But now I'm at the dentist who is drilling my teeth. I'm usually, like everyone, not comfortable with dentists. Then he proceeds to yell, you and Karl Marx are ruining the world. This is unfair. Because try as I may, I never managed to get an interview with old Carl. Then he slaps me on my cheek. Now, the scary part of this is that I don't feel anything. All I see is his hand connecting with my flesh. I can't feel a thing. I don't know what else he's going to do. So I grab the chair handles and try to slither out of there. As I turn, I see his office staff all huddled around, hugging each other, looking very frightened. So I think maybe I can get away. No, he grabs me by the shirt and sits me back in the and start puts the drill back. And then he yells, "Because of you, I lost my zoning." Oh, gee. Thank God he did the filling, released me, and I ran out of the office and into the street. Now, the funny part that I remember this so vividly is because the day was May 3rd. I was born in Poland, and my thought was, oh my God, all this happened to me on Polish Constitution Day. I never went back to this doctor, naturally. And my husband was very sick at the time. He had Alzheimer's. And in as much as I wanted to file a complaint, my mind was really not up to it. But what I'm telling you about this actually is if you go to a dentist, before you open your mouth, find out his politics.
Rachel Patron with a dentist nightmare.
People haven't gone back to dentists for much less than this kind of treatment.
There was a movie called Marathon Man quite a while ago with Dustin Hoffman and
Laurence Olivier.
Laurence Olivier played a dentist, and he was torturing Dustin Hoffman in that dentist chair, and this brought back memories.
Right, and it was a Nazi dentist, and and he kept saying, "Is it safe? Is it safe?" And poor Hoffman had no idea what he was talking about. And that scene is the only one anybody ever remembers from the book or the movie.
Now, I thought that was pretty unethical of that dentist to bring politics up with his patient.
Especially when he's drilling. And I have to say, he is so lucky that she had other much more pressing priorities to deal with her sick husband, because what a lawsuit she would have.
Does Rachel still write?
She's writing a memoir right now, but she is not a working journalist at the present time.
She's a very funny woman, and I like how she said the doctor was cute, so that made him a good doctor until she found out more about him.
Well, presumably he was perfectly good for the first few years. I guess somebody handed him a column, and he was recommended to her as not only adorable, which may be less than important with a dentist, although you do have to look up into his face, but also a fantastic person by her friend. And so I find it really incredible that she went to him for a couple of years, but maybe she went to the hygienist mostly and didn't see him all that much until she needed the filling.
There was a moment in the story where she says the dentist staff themselves were frightened.
And yet, as you say, she tells the story in such a spirited way. She talks about, I'd never got a chance to interview old Karl Marx and things like that. So, well, let me say, probably she wasn't joking in her thoughts. She wasn't thinking happy, funny things when she was being drilled and the staff was huddling, I think is the term she uses, in the corner. But soon afterwards, I would suspect that she began telling this story at cocktail parties in a very funny way, because it is a gift of funny people to be able to turn even the most terrible situations into humor. And this is certainly one of those.
I do have to say, in defense of dentists, the art has come a long way, and memories of going to dentists as a child is quite different than going to a dentist today.
You are right, and yet there are still people who gag, there are still people who are afraid, and I do think dentists do get a bad rap. In fact, when she refers offhandedly a couple of times to, of course, I didn't want to go to the dentist, and of course, you know, I do feel kind of bad for dentists that nobody ever wants to see them. So when she says, of course, I didn't want to go, she is assuming that she and her audience have the same, for lack of a better term, let's say values, that obviously I don't have to explain to you, I don't have to spell it out why I didn't want to go to the dentist, that there's pain, etc. And I think that is a very important facet to this story, that we, depending on our audiences, we know that we can skip over certain experiences, values that we have in common. Whereas maybe if she were telling this story to somebody who had never been to a dentist, didn't know what a dentist was, if there were such a person, I'm sure there are, she would have to explain the reason most people don't want to go to the dentist in the first place is, and then on top of that, I had this experience. So what makes the story funny to us or horrifying to us is that we completely get right away how just walking in the door in the best of dentist offices, you'd be uncomfortable, unnerved perhaps, and then this happens.
Well, any doctor's office, really.
To some extent, perhaps, yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. We'd like to have more stories from our South Florida listeners. How can they get in touch with you to share their story?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.